Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Just getting comfortable here. Today I'm not in my normal office as my property is under attack with tree trimmers and other contractors here. So I'm coming to you live from my kitchen. So good to see you, Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome, everyone. Good to connect with you here this afternoon. It is October 4th, year of our Lord, 2022. And the topic for today's Facebook Live is Attraction Mastery. I see that my mother-in-law, Romilda DeFreitas, is on today's Facebook Live. Lori, good to see you. Beth, always a pleasure to have you here. Beth Devine, rockstar internet marketer. Jeffrey Feldman, good to see you. Avery, hello. Good to see all of you this afternoon. Matt, such a good pleasure to have you here. Matt, I miss coaching you and definitely miss seeing you at events. Susan, how are you? I am not in my home office today. Right here behind me is a tufted booth in my kitchen, and my property is under attack from tree trimmers right now. So there are tree trimmers outside chewing up trees and concrete next door. So I'm in my kitchen for the first time ever doing a Facebook Live. Welcome, everyone. Topic for today's Facebook Live is Attraction Mastery. Carrie Thompson, so good to see you this afternoon. James Pryor, always an honor to have you here on today's Facebook Live. Love you, Susan. So good to see you this afternoon. So my topic for today's Facebook Live is this right here, Attraction Mastery. Right there, that is the syllabus I write out every week. And then you also receive this on email right here if you're on my email list. And so I cover that content. And then also for those of you who are following Attraction Mastery today, on October 25th, I'll be hosting this live. It's a live Zoom healing and recovery from narcissistic personalities. For those of you who grew up with narcissistic parents, thank you, Susan. So this is a tufted booth. I'll show you this. It's pretty cool. So this is a booth that is in my kitchen. I had this custom built by one of my assistants. I once dined in a restaurant in Chicago, and you too can do all of this as you create your own wealth, as you create your own wealth mastery. So I dined in this restaurant called the Gaslight Restaurant in Chicago in an old speakeasy, and it had these tufted booths behind me. So I took pictures of it. It had my... Okay, there we go. I got booted off for just a minute, but once again, this is perseverance and this is adapt and adjust. Good afternoon, Lynette. So good to see you. Lynette, your brand is impressive. I give you credence. You are crushing it, building the brand. Your growth is inspiring. Jared Andre, good to see you. So many of you have been my clients and have followed my content. You've also been to many of your own company events. You've been to other events. You understand the basics of attraction. We attract to our reality people and situations to fulfill our feelings. And we tend to attract our perpetrators and violators in our early relationships. So this is like if you've been through divorce and you're in your second or third marriage or whatever the situation is, or you're in a dysfunctional relationship, well, it's a direct reflection of the events that shape your feelings. Colleen, so good to see you this afternoon. Longtime friend and client, Colleen Olitsky. Colleen, 2015, baby, that's when you hired me, way back in the day. And so many of you have basic understanding of this, of the law of attraction. The next level of that is to understand that there is a science to it. And the science means that there's a neurochemical response that we create and we attract by the people that we are. Gary Agajanian just joined us. Gary is a millionaire wine grower. For those of you who don't know Gary, Gary, go ahead and post your website so that my clients can see you. Gary was at Millionaire Blueprint, one of the many millionaires that came to Millionaire Blueprint in July. And that event is exactly what it is for people who are in the process of becoming millionaires or existing millionaires. So I've been Gary's coach for the last year, and he and I have been specifically focused on improving his ability to attract. And he's very skilled at it. He already was skilled at it, but now he's enhancing the law of averages. Every one of you on today's Facebook Live that owns a business or is seeking to attract a mate, teammate, soulmate, contractor, vendor, accountant, attorney. Now, the tree trimmers that are outside is Oscar. Oscar is an exceptional tree trimmer, and he's been my tree trimmer for 10 years. And he and I operate on a cash-only basis. Those of you who are in business understand what that means. And so Oscar understands the universal language of love, cash, and cash is king for him. So Oscar, I have been his client, and he has been my vendor, and he is a top-tier tree trimmer, one of the best in my area. And so he picks my, whenever I call him, he returns my phone call like this. He's there in a couple of days. I'm not out in weeks and months. I'm a top-tier client of his, and I've earned that through the relationship and the energy that we have exchanged. One of your objectives would be to be other vendors' best customer. In restaurants that I dine, I'm one of their best customers, best tipper. I make reservations. I don't make demands that are unrealistic, and I don't send everything back and whine and complain. And so that, however, I will take a stand and do what is required to receive the service that I feel I deserve. And so once again, this is your posture. And the posture is the energy that you transmit, the energy that you transmute, the energy that you are sending into the universe. And that energy that surrounds you is called your morphogenic field. The morphogenic field was taken in context by Rupert Sheldrake, who was an English scientist who really started to take the laws of attraction to the next level. You can Google him and you can find he is the pioneer of the 100th monkey theory, meaning that when one monkey washes the fruit for the first time on the island in the river, and then other monkeys on the other islands that are not connected by land to that one island, that is the 100th monkey theory. That is definitely the science of attraction. That's collective consciousness. Now, it operates in two ways. And you are watching it, you're witnessing it right now in the world today. In the darkness, you're watching how the dark side and the light side operate, Satan and God in today's world. And never more prevalent than in today's world are you witnessing trauma-based mind control. You're witnessing oppression. You're witnessing a tremendous amount of control that's being put on us. And that is like the dark pall that is out there in the universe. However, we, the light workers, the light bearers, we seek the truth, and we seek results. We seek solutions. We seek the good in people, in the universe, despite and in spite all of the situations that's going on in the world today. And this isn't new, but there's more of it. It's more oppressed today than it has been. In the last 3 years, many of you have witnessed what's gone in schools. You've witnessed what's gone on in airports. You've witnessed in what's gone in multiple places, and you have a better understanding of cause and effect and why you do what you do. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, you truly are letting go. And that ability to let go is an absolute skill. And when you master these skills and you let go, you're going to change the energy in the field around you. You're going to change who and what you attract, so that you are no longer the mind-body connection, so that you are no longer the person who attracts dis-ease, so you are no longer holding on to anxiety in your chest. This is what will begin to change who and what you attract. If you're in a business that requires customers, clients, if you're in a business that requires sales skills, the ability to articulate your feelings, if you're attempting to brand yourself, if you're attempting to create camaraderie and companionship, if you're attempting to create connections, then your ability to let go of anxiety, fear, and doubt about the outcome of being rejected, about being abandoned. And the whole story that many people hold on to in relationships is, I'm not sure if I can make it on my own. I'm not sure if I can be alone. I'm not sure if I can build a business without the perfect mentor. I'm not sure if I can make it as an entrepreneur. That's the lower self, the ego, the analytically egoic mind that holds on to what is familiar. Your ego is going to do its best when you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt. That's the contradiction. It's best to keep you in a place of disappointment. When you're addicted to disappointment, you're going to recreate it over and over to fulfill the neurochemical craving, the payoff. The payoff is very challenging for most people to understand because they don't understand that there actually is a payoff. There's a trade-off that you get. And the most common trade-off that you will attract and create by holding on to the same set of feelings is the familiar sense of anxiety, fear, and doubt, specifically disappointment and frustration. So that payoff breaks down to this. It means the ego holds on so that it doesn't fail, but because it doesn't fail, you fail to execute. You fail to break through. You fail to succeed. So it's the force-counterforce relationship that an ego holds on to so that it doesn't fail. And this is so why so many people will say, this sounds really good, but let me think about it. This sounds really good. Let me sleep on it. This sounds really good. I'll get back to you. Now, their higher self knows right there that this is good for them. They sense it. They feel it. They even feel the spirituality of it at times. But their lower self, which is what they've lived in most of their life, will talk them out of success, will talk them out of change, will talk them out of the opportunity to break a behavior because the ego wants certainty. And what is certain is disappointment. And it's challenging for most people to understand. And then in that energy, you're going to attract or create situations to fulfill those feelings. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, when you understand that letting go is a skill and you're practicing the context of that skill daily, then you will be able to let prospects and teammates go like this. You won't create stories around them. You won't hold on to people. You won't tell yourself that I got ghosted. If someone doesn't buy from you, they're not ghosting you. They're not interested. And it can be a combination of perhaps you weren't effective, but most of the times they aren't interested. They don't have the resources. They don't have the money. They don't see the value. The timing isn't right. They don't want to let go of their own ego. They don't want to take any risk for reward. A multitude of situations. But when you let go of personalizing it, then you are non-attached. And in that non-attachment, you can pick the phone up and make the next phone call. In that non-attachment, you can send the next message. But when you're attached to someone, you're in a neurochemical addiction to that feeling of being disappointed. Then the mouth moves and it says, I got rejected. Or to avoid that rejection, many people will procrastinate. They'll get ready to get ready. They'll get all their ducks in line. They'll study. They'll educate. They'll levitate. They'll meditate. But most importantly, they pontificate. And that pontification is procrastination, meaning to avoid procrastinare in Latin. And if you are so done with this, if this is exhausting, in 2023 is to be your year, well, it begins right here in 2022. If you live in chaos, drama, can't get your car into your garage, if you live in a lot of disorganization, if you have challenges making the bed, doing the dishes, doing the mundane routine task, it's because you are overwhelmed. What are you going to attract? You're going to attract the same situation over and over to fulfill your feelings. The law of attraction breaks down into a different set of fractions. The first fraction you want to understand is the 80-20 principle, called the Pareto principle. It was created by an Italian physicist, Pareto, in 1898 on a law of average frequency and a law of average mathematical equation, 80-20. 80% produces 20%, 20% produces 80%. Then when you break down 20% of 20, you get into a lower law of average. And if you're looking for a top-tier employee, a top-tier teammate, if you are looking for someone to run your office for you, if you're looking for a vendor or a contractor, well, there's a supply and demand situation. And so if you're building a home right now, there is a short supply and a large demand for top-tier home builders, contractors, vendors, people who can deliver the goods. And if you'll look in a lot of business, I know in the dental world, in the medical world, there seems to be a shortage of professionals. What many people do is they're staying home. They're staying home. They don't really want to work. They want someone to take care of them. Well, I understand that. And that's, it creates a shortage, a supply and demand situation. So what you are looking for, you yourself are looking for one, the law of one, the law of three, the law of five, the law of seven. So in the, if you're in the dating world, well, you don't just go out and date the first person and marry them, although that's what some people do. There is the love at first sight anomaly, but oftentimes what many people do is they start dating someone, they lock in on that, and then they want to fix or make that the ideal situation. It shows up in building businesses. They get a teammate, and that teammate's a pretty little pet. It's JoJo, the Indian circus boy and girl, and they want to fix them, make them, have a story about them, shake them, bake them, and make them that rock star producer. I found my rock star, Roxanne. You don't have to leave. You remember that song. So that's what so many people do, is they create a story to be disappointed, and that fulfills their law of attraction. When you are so done with this, when you have reached this rock bottom emotionally state, or you have come to the conclusion that I just can't do it like this anymore, then you're at the precipice of that breakthrough. You are in a place called courage, because when you cross that bridge emotionally, you've crossed the courage bridge, and you're able to stand in that courage long enough to address your anxieties, and you step over that line. You're now in a place called consciousness. That is where you change who and what you attract. So if you're seeking someone that's productive, or you're seeking an employee, or you're seeking an accountant, or you're seeking an attorney that returns your phone calls, do you return phone calls? If I call you, is your voicemail going to be full? Are you going to receive? What's amazing is how many people will send me a message. I'll respond to the message within 5 minutes, and then I don't hear from them for 5 days or ever. I mean, human beings are predictable. And it's a situation called a tell. It's a telegraph. I mean, in my world as a coach, the kiss of death is when someone tells me they're going to get back to me. Now, about 99.9% of the people who tell me they're going to think about it, sleep on it, talk to their husband, spouse, significant other, someone down the street, fireman, dog catcher, whoever it is they're going to talk to, seldom, if ever, in my world, do they follow through. Now, I know that because of repetition and experience. That's the call that I hosted last night. I have prospected into the multiple thousands, like thousands and thousands of prospecting calls, going back to when I was a teenager. My first phone job, my first sales job, was in a phone room in Denver, Colorado for Time Life Books. I then received a degree in radio and television and started selling television and radio advertising in my 20 and 21 and 2 years old. I then worked in 5-star restaurants where I would build tickets, and I've been a commissioned salesperson all of my life. I've never had a real job where I had a real salary. The only jobs I've ever had were commissioned sales positions, 1099. I've been a business owner since I was a teenager. I've been through multiple ups and downs, sideways, up and other situations. I've had several businesses that I did not succeed in, but I consistently learned the skills, the habits, and the mindset until eventually I told myself I was going to develop a millionaire mindset. I saw the great Jim Rohn speak and listen to his content in the early 90s when I was an Herbalife distributor. I started to read Tony Robbins back in the late 80s. I started to study Louise Hay's content, John Bradshaw's content of Healing Your Inner Child. I started to follow I started to follow Napoleon Hill, and I listened to his 6-tape audio cassette series, Think and Grow Rich. I started listening to Frederick Lehrman, Prosperity Consciousness. I've read hundreds and thousands of books on multiple topics, fiction, history, conspiracy, sales, marketing, branding, influencing, affluencing, leadership, mentoring, NLP, EFT, a multitude of situations, neuroscience, biology of belief, David Hawkins content for years, and it all comes back to the same thing. Do we have the ability to change? Are you committed to changing the way you've been changing? Are you committed to letting go? Are you serious or are you curious? Are you interested or are you committed? Because when you're interested and when you're curious, you're sending a mixed message. When you're committed, when you're serious, that means you're in instead of out. And anything in a gray world, this is black and white. You are either in or you're out when it comes to owning a business, because it's not something you can half-ass. Now, you can be part-time, but your part-time effort better be full-time energy. So when your energy is full-time energy, you can still build a business part-time. But when your energy is half-assed or whenever I get around to it, well, that's the way most people make their bed. That's the way they do their dishes. Because the way you do one situation in life will follow you. And when your habits are exemplary, when your habits are based on sobriety, recovery, and consciousness, you will begin to change who and what you attract in a law of average. Now, if you're a sales professional, you will have the ability to be, and you're skilled at it, you will attract people who will see the value more frequently than the novice salesperson. And if you're a professional at selling, you'll be able to let people go easily and effortlessly because you hear differently than most of society. When someone says, yeah, I'll get back to you, you understand that that person's more than likely not going to get back to you. But when you're a novice, you hold on to that pretty little pet and you stroke it and you hold it, just like Chris Farley did in Tommy Boy when he says, Helen, you look like a Helen, when he says, what's your name? And he said, Helen, let me tell you why I suck in sales. So if you get a chance, Google Tommy Boy, Chris Farley, the restaurant scene. It is amazing. Or Google Glengarry Glen Ross, the ABC. A is always, B is B, C is closing. Always be closing. Those are a few of the movie clips that I can refer to you that are relatively interesting when it comes to sales, branding, marketing. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This right here, healing and recovering from narcissistic personalities. Healing and recovering from narcissistic personalities. It is a four event Zoom call. It will be available over an 8-week period. I'm going to do one Zoom every 2 weeks. I'm going to bring it over an 8-week period, and I'm going to recommend the book Trapped in the Mirror. And once again, you can purchase a seat to this event. There's only 50 seats available, Healing and Recovery from Narcissistic Personalities, and it's at goldenmastermind.com/narcissism. It'll be easy to find. I just looked. We have 17 tickets sold for that event. I'm going to cut it off at 50. All Zoom calls will be recorded. You'll have access to the recordings, so you don't have to be available for the call, and it will be a live Zoom starting on October 25th and then every other week. So it'll be over an 8-week period, 4 Zooms. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. You have a great afternoon.